rains. According to a National Gardening Association survey, 41 million Americans grew fruits and vegetables last year. That's about a 13% jump from the year before. Increasingly, those gardens are not just at home, but at the office. From the Uber techies at Google to more traditional outfits like PepsiCo and Toyota, corporate-sponsored organic vegetable gardens are sprouting up like onion shoots. For more on this, we're turning to New York Times food reporter Kim Severson, who's written about the trend. She's also the author of a new memoir, Spoon-Fed: How Eight Cooks Saved My Life. Kim, great to have you with us.
How are you?
Very well. Glad you're here. Also with us is Judith Frampton. She's Vice President of Medical Management at Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare and a person who oversees its gardens in Wellesley and Quincy, Massachusetts. Judith, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Virginia. Hi, Kim. Hi, how are you? Good, thanks.
Well, Kim, I want to go first to you. What are some of the companies that have gardens or are planting in the spring?
There's two strains of gardens in the corporate garden movement. One of them are companies that are having gardens for their company cafeteria. So Bon Appetit Management Company, for example, has 12 gardens at its 80 clients, and that includes Best Buy, for example, Kohl's department store in Milwaukee, and actually putting one in for Bloomberg. Aramark is putting it in for Bloomberg. But this is the company cafeteria is going to improve with gardens. And then there are companies like Harvard Pilgrim and Aveda, that, for example, they have company gardens that are strictly for the employees to go out and grow vegetables and maybe donate to the food bank or take some home. So it's really starting to be quite the thing for corporate America.
What are some of the reasons they give for why they're installing these gardens?
Well, first of all, if you imagine all the green space that companies have, you know, acres and acres of turf, people are starting to see that maybe that could be turned into growing something other than grass. Employees are really driving it. Most folks that I've talked to, most of the corporate executives say employee groups want gardens. As you talked about, I think gardening is up 13%, vegetable gardening is up 13% from 2008-2009. So instead of sponsoring, say, a 10K or 5K fun run, employees are grouped together and saying, how about we sponsor a vegetable garden? And it's just catching on, but I found in my reporting that sometimes it's a little tricky to keep the enthusiasm up after the initial sign-up sheet goes on the bulletin board.
Right. Okay, I wonder part of the reason is that companies are installing these because they might not be able to afford more costly perks like health benefits and raises. Is this being presented as a perk?
It is. It's a little bit more well-rounded for its employees. This is the era in which the raises and other perks have been cut back, but now you can have all the zucchini or the tomatoes you want.
Judith, why and why did Harvard Pilgrim put in its gardens?
That's a good question, Virginia. We've got, I think, a little bit different spin and rationale for what we did than perhaps most of what Kim has heard with the other corporations that she spoke with. Harvard Pilgrim is in the healthcare business, and so we're not only an employer with responsibility for our employees, but we provide health insurance, wellness, and disease management programs for over a million people that we insure. And in my area, I'm a nurse, and I'm responsible for our clinical programming. And the more I looked at the situation of healthcare in the United States, the more I saw that probably three-quarters of the chronic conditions that are plaguing our citizens are preventable and lifestyle-driven. And the single most important thing that we could do to help ourselves be healthier in a myriad of ways is to eat differently. And yet, we don't really know how to eat, use whole, nutritious food. And it's also hard to get.
Right, so you put it right at the employee's door. Have the employees actually been able to maintain their enthusiasm for tending the crops?
It's a good question, and I know that Kim mentioned that there was some trail off of enthusiasm. I have to say, and I'm not a cheerleader here, it's been just the opposite of Harvard Pilgrim. In fact, I thought, as the executive responsible for this program, I was going to have to do a lot of work. And pardon the pun, but this has turned out to be a really grassroots effort. It has taken off so much more than we thought it would, so much so that last year, our employees, we had 60 employees engaged in volunteering to tend the vegetable gardens. They spontaneously put together a cookbook with recipes using the very foods that we were harvesting that were, calls from all over, grandmothers, New York Times.
That's Judith Frampton, Vice President of Medical Management at Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare. We're also speaking with Kim Severson, New York Times staff writer, and author of a new memoir, Spoon Fed: How Eight Cooks Saved My Life. That's certainly a book about your relationship, Kim, with a number of terrific cooks: Alice Waters, Lee Chase, Ruth Reichel, among them. But back to the gardens, let's ask, you report that you've seen pumpkins, tomatoes, basil, black peppermint, carrots, zucchini, Brussels sprouts, cucumbers, tea. Are employees mandated to work in these gardens, Kim?
Oh no, it's voluntary. I think, to the larger point, there is this real enthusiasm for changing how people eat in this country. And excuse me, certainly your last guest and his enthusiasm for a butchery is an indication, but people do want to eat differently, and they do want to get their hands in the garden and grow their own food. I think sometimes it's a little more difficult than people imagine it to be, and it's not easy to grow food necessarily. A lot of these companies also hire gardening companies to come in and help grow the vegetables, so the employees aren't out there. It's not like I was enjoying your joke about the from the office about the CBS report, but it's not like, we need you to work in a spreadsheet and then you'll be harvesting zucchini. It's purely voluntary. And, there is the people I spoke to who actually go out and garden, they have a real affinity for this, and they make good friends with other departments. At PepsiCo, there was kind of a great leveling of the corporate structure out in the garden. The sort of base equal when you're trying to pull potato bugs out of the earth. So I think that's kind of a good thing about this. And also, it is really coming from a sincere place with a lot of gardeners, a lot of corporate gardeners, a lot of people who are out there doing the work. So, it is, I don't want to say it's all corporate office, because there's a lot of spin out there about the corporate gardens, and I would be interested to see 5 years down the road if they've caught on as strongly as they have at Harvard Pilgrim, or if they've, they peter out like other many good-intentioned office projects. I guess we'll wait and see.
Kim, before we wrap up, any tips for listeners who want to put a garden in their office? Any resources on that?
Well, I would say have a good, strong committee that's going to stick around for a while, and I think you probably need some real clear support from the top if they had at Harvard Pilgrim. I think if it's seen as sort of a renegade, those crazy dirt wizards over in the, tech department and put the garden in, one of those crazy kids up there, I don't think you're going to get really very far. The corporate gardens, it seems the most successful, either had strong sponsorship from the top or were brought in with help from the company that run the cafeterias. And so I think that in corporate America, anything that's seen as going rogue is probably not going to be embraced by the culture.
Kim Severson, New York Times staff writer, author of a new memoir, Spoon-Fed: How Eight Cooks Saved My Life. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And Judith Frampton, Vice President of Medical Management at Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare. Thank you so much.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
And a note that Kim will be hosting a reading and signing from her memoir on Thursday, May 27th at the Harvard Bookstore in Cambridge at 7. There's more on the rise of company gardens at wordofmouthradio.org. And while you're there, let us know if you have a garden, where you work, or do you want to make it happen. Coming up, my thoughts on America's food culture and a trip